Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. Magical engineer Frank and I are here to, give you important information you just can't live without. That's what we like to do each and every show. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about feet. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to talk about the mechanics of your feet. And yeah, we're born to run. And we're also going to be talking about congestive heart failure if we get time. And also leg veins if we get enough time in. So we got lots to talk about and a quack report. But before we get into all that, coming up Thursday, this Thursday on Herb Talk, we're going to have a special guest. We're going to be talking with the inventor of Out of the Park barbecue sauce. It's an interesting culinary sauce. And if you haven't tried it, you should. Anyway, we're going to get the lowdown from the folks at Out of the Park Hot Sauce. They're going to be with us on Thursday, so we'll get their story and how they got started. I think it'll inspire people. You know, if you've been thinking about starting a business, listen to these guys, how they did it. You know, it's great stuff. So we're going to be talking with the folks there. We're going to get Scott. He's going to be our guest. Also, let's see, coming up, goodness, because we're going to be in October. Don't forget, we're going to have Dr. Carly here on the 21st, and we'll see what else we can conjure up for October in our cauldron of things. All right, we've got a quack report, but before we do it, a big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform, and I'm praying for righteous leadership. I am. I'm praying, you know, that God... just, you know, rise up, give people backbones, and start saying no to this tyranny and get smart. And it's our job to do that. It's his will if he does it, but it's our job to do that. If we come together, seek his face, mind the time, because it grows short. So without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, well, we got the quacker. Oh, the Ebola thing is in the news again. Poor Liberia. They are having problems in Western Africa, and we're going to have to lift them up in prayer. According to the Washington Post, and the WHO has announced a new program to help deal with this outbreak, probably why some military troops were sent over there. What they're going to do is relocate sick people, with or without their permission, to what they call the community care centers, which only offer a rudimentary care. I believe it because I watched this show on PBS that they went and they followed these WHO doctors around to a lot of these cities, these little towns, and picking up patients and taking them to their makeshift hospitals. And they don't give them any nutritional support. All they give them is drugs to stop vomiting. That's it. That's it. And a bed. Maybe. A lot of them were just laying on the ground. Well, here's the problem. They have about 70 of these community care centers throughout Liberia, but they only have about 15 to 30 beds at most at each of these centers. So according to the CDC and the World Health Organization, they expect 1.4 million cases by January. So that's like one bed for every 1,000 people. I don't know. The numbers just don't work out. The numbers just don't work out. And I think we shouldn't be in denial here in America if we don't think that this disease, if it gets to the million mark over there, won't impact America or anywhere else in the globe. So get your pandemic kit now, is what I say. You know, while supplies last. ThePowerHerbs.com, if you want to know where that is. All right, last but not least in the quack report, I don't know about you, but I'm a big fan of some of these natural products that you find at your health food store, and one of them is Annie's. Have you seen Annie's products? You know, a lot of them are pretty good. I like her oil and vinegar salad dressings. Not all of them, but some of them. So they don't have any GMOs. They don't have any junk in them. And here's something it's just sad. General Mills just bought them out. Yeah, General Mills. So $820 million for Annie's, and she was worth every penny, I want to tell you. But what are they going to do to those recipes and those products? So keep your eyes peeled. You know what I'm saying? Read the label. Even if you already know what's in it. No. New owner, read the label. Keep your eyes peeled out there. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Yep, a lot of people ask me what I do in the face of pandemics, and I say, well, I boost my immune system, I take my herbs, I use broad-spectrum ones, targeted ones. You'll find all that stuff in the pandemic kit. But I also pray Psalms 91 for what I can't do. I know the Lord can do. So you want the Lord to stand in the gap. And he says he'll protect you from the plagues and the pestilence, right? So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to get near the Lord, stay there. You know, tell him to hide you under the shadow of his wings. Seriously. So none of that stuff touches you or your dwelling. He promises that. So I encourage you to get in the Word and, you know, pray it up. All right, we're going to talk about our feet today, a little bit about our feet, because we was born to run, folks. You know, modern times, they've promoted leisure more than any time in history. And, you know, technology and modern inventions have delivered, you know, some very convenient devices. So thank goodness not everyone is, you know, sitting around neglecting to exercise their common sense or their body. And the human body is really built for movement. And if you if you're thinking about going into running, well, you know, we're built to go the distance. If you're a runner, you already know that. Some people are kind of reluctant to get into jogging or running because they fear of wearing out their joints, and I understand that. I understand that. And it's true that while running a marathon, about 90% of the runners are going to sustain injuries. So you have to wonder, how did the ancient people run great distances in just a thin pair of sandals without any injuries? I want to know. Well, do you suppose the invention of the sneaker has promoted a poor running technique and the injuries? I don't know. Do you think? So is it possible that the association of running and painful injuries is really a new concern and really didn't impact ancient man? So what can we learn from the past that can make our future healthier and safer? Let's just find out. I was very curious about this. Now, according to Harvard biologist Daniel Lieberman and biologist Dennis Bramble of the University of Utah, humans were born to run, and we got really good at it, according to them. Being able to run was a life-saving endeavor. You would need to run fast, you know, as a defensive strategy, and you also need to, you know, catch your dinner, so you got to be fast. So most four-legged animals can't outrun man. They can outrun man in a short distance, but not with regard to a long distance. Humans are designed to outrun nearly all animals. That was kind of surprising to me. I never thought of that. So when animals overheat, they cool off by slowing down and panting, you know. That's what they got to do to cool off. So humans, well, we cool off by sweating. And there's very little body hair to hold in the heat. So this offers humans the advantage of endurance. So the biologists believe that early man engaged in distance running, chasing animals to overheat and tire them, and then, you know, move in for the kill to eat them as food. Now, primitive hunting inventions came later, making that job a whole lot easier, right? Well, let's look at the feet. Let's just look down at our feet for a minute, because another interesting observation, which was documented in the February 2009 Journal of the Experimental Biology, is the human foot. It's designed to run with less effort. So our feet, if you compare them to animal paws, make running more efficient, according to this report. So humans have a shorter toe than the animals, and when you increase the length of a toe by 20%, it doubles the mechanical effort it needs to run, you know, what it takes for you to run. So man's big toe is straight, and it's designed as a push-off for running, but an ape's toe, you know, is off to the side. So the design of man's feet, his foot, and legs all lend themselves for great movement and speed. No animal has this design. So, for instance, chimpanzees and apes don't have the ligaments and the tendons humans have, which are essential for endurance running. And this design also helps man keep his head balanced as he runs, and also to use his glycogen stored in his muscles for an easy 20-mile run. How about that? Yeah. So why all the injuries then, you know? So if we're designed to run, why do runners sustain these injuries? Endurance running needs to start early to help the body develop those ligaments and tendons for support for that exertion. So waiting to run in adulthood is going to stress these areas. So our ancient ancestors did not run on artificial surfaces in scientifically designed and engineered sneakers. No. They ran barefoot or in sandals. So introducing the artificial surfaces to running is really going to change the biomechanics of running, and it appears not for the better. So the experts recommend that adult runners avoid the strenuous runs and tend to build up to the long-distance runs over a long period of time. They also recommend adopting the strategy for, of a long-distance runner. And a long-distance runner would, you know, periodically take walking breaks. So you should do that. So running on a variety of surfaces in simple shoes will help build up the foot and the leg strength. And running on a variety of simple shoes, you know, make the shoes simple. Make sure the surfaces, you know, are pretty natural surfaces and they're not, you know, AstroTurf. So runner Christopher McDougall, he's also the author of the book Born to Run. He says that he was often plagued with running injuries and then studied the running techniques of the Mexico Tarahumara Indians. And for 3 years now, McDougall says he runs without the Americanized running shoe, and he has corrected his form and has prevented further injury. So, yeah, makes sense, right? No sweat, that's what I say. Well, you know, our bodies were born to sweat, too. So we have glands, apocrine and eccrine glands designed to release fluids, to cool us off, to release toxins. So we sweat when we exert, when we're nervous, and when the weather's hot. So these events stimulate the sweat glands, and they release fluids from the glands through the skin's surface. Now, modern man blocks that unpleasant sweat and smell with cosmetic products, you know, antiperspirants and deodorants. So the health problem that we face is that the ingredients in these types of sundry items can clog our glands and trap the toxins in. So the average antiperspirant or deodorant will have wax, liquid emollients, which, you know, block the gland from sweating, and aluminum compounds, which out of all the ingredients has the highest in volume. So how does the antiperspirant block the sweat? Well, the aluminum ions are taken into the cells, which line the gland duct. And according to dermatologist Dr. Eric Hansen of the University of North Carolina's Dermatology Department, moisture flows in with the aluminum ion, and it swells the ducts shut, so sweat can't be released. So the average over-the-counter antiperspirant contains between 10 to 25% aluminum, which decreases sweating by a minimum of 20%. So normally, you know, the liver and the kidneys will help remove toxins from the body. However, if those organs aren't working properly or if they're in organ failure, that's 2.5 million sweat glands that you should be using as a backup. But you're using the antiperspirants. Uh-oh. So keep in mind that scientific research has discovered that the aluminum salts in underarm products can also damage your DNA. So that's a concern we are having. And, you know, does this stuff get into your bloodstream? You ever wonder about that? You know, our skin is our second kidney. It absorbs what you put on it. So sound reason would dictate that if the average antiperspirant can change or damage your DNA, then that means that chemical ingredient may, in many sundry items, you know, going to be hazardous to your health, you know? So the cosmetic industry has over 10,000 chemicals at their disposal, and many of them are carcinogenic, and many disrupt our endocrine system and harm our reproductive system. So what is a consumer to do? Well, health authorities and the FDA say the additives are safe, and consumers are not at risk of disease like cancer or Alzheimer's. However, a study which appeared in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry in 2013 found aluminum in the nipple fluids of breast cancer patients. So these patients were compared to healthy women with no history of cancer, and the study opened the door to the question, does aluminum in antiperspirants and even vaccines cause breast cancer? So if, you know, if we could, if it could be researched and proven, you know, this would be great, right? Right? These patients, you know, are the stepping stone to maybe some truth here. So the study did open the question, the door, do these things pose a problem for breast cancer? So if it could be researched, you know, that would be great. But I think that kind of research is discouraged or buried, you know, because it's going to have legal ramifications if they proved it does cause cancer. So there is one article, though, that was on PubMed, which researchers wanted to see how a breast mammary epithelial cell, that's a breast tissue cell, reacted to the type of aluminum you find in antiperspirants or vaccines, and they reported that there was a loss of independent cell growth followed by mutation of the DNA. So the study concluded that aluminum encourages a sequence of events to trigger or induce stress on the cell, creating an abnormal cell. So they claim the aluminum is not a direct cause of breast cancer, but it can be a contributing factor by weakening the cells. Now, another study measured to see if any aluminum from antiperspirants made its way into breast milk, and it did. It was there. So, of course, if it is in the blood, you can ascertain it's going to be in other body fluids. So consumers need to be careful of any cosmetic products used, as heavy metals are also found in lipstick. So there was a study done by the University of California Berkeley School of Public Health. They tested commercial lipsticks for dangerous levels of heavy metals and toxins. And out of 30 popular brands, they found products to contain about 20% metals and toxins. And it would be a health hazard if you're using them on a daily basis. So their findings were published in the Journal of Environmental Health Perspectives. So goodness gracious, you know, a little lipstick, what can that hurt, right? Well, apparently a lot. Oh, I don't know about you, but I feel like I just need to get, you know, back to the basics, back to Eden, if it were possible, you know. The more I read about how toxic a majority of products and foods are, I'm going back to living more simply. So our ancient ancestors used essential oils to help them smell sweet, and any cosmetics they used were basically plant-based, and majority can, again, be found at a lot of your organic markets, okay? So look for them. Even natural hair dyes are there. And, you know, hair dyes that are commercial, you know, the standard stuff that you go down and you pick out, not the plant-based kinds. I mean, they can influence your vision. They can cause vision problems. So I would go with the natural. Now, for a deodorant, you know what I use? I use a mineral crystal or a mineral spray. And I like them so much that I now offer them in the herb shop, apothecary herb shop. So you want to look for them. They're called Crystal Lux. And we have them in a solid push-up stick, and they come in a small and a large size. And we also offer in a spray, so you can get it in a solid push-up stick or a spray. And you will still sweat, but you won't smell, okay? So it's not going to block your gland ducts at all. So the solid sticks, though, will last 1 to 2 years. You're going to save a ton of money on antiperspirants. So I say, you know, why risk yourself to heavy metals and the possibility of disease like cancer when there's healthier options out there? Also, just like our bodies are designed to run, so is our immune system designed to encounter and neutralize pathogens. So when you're using antibiotics and antiviral drugs, this hinders this process and creates an immune system that can't run a marathon. So each of us has to do our due diligence to protect and support the body God gave us and not to corrupt it. So now's the time. Change to a simpler and healthier lifestyle and cleanse away those heavy metals, those pharmaceutical residues, those radioactive particles that are lodged in your body. And you can do that with my organ cleanses. So use my immune boosting formulas for the cold and flu that's coming, you know, this fall. I'm going to get it. You can build up a lifelong immunity that way, you know, the kind that nature intended you to have. So call Apothecary Herbs. You can order your organ cleanse package. It comes in a standard or an upgrade. And you can get a pandemic kit or a cold and flu pack. Or don't forget the Dr. Mom approved My Three Amigos for Children to keep the viruses away. So you can call now, toll free, at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, International 704-885-0277, or you can visit thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, you can get there typing in herbtalklive.com. That's right. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Let's not mess around. No, no, no. All right, so we're going to be talking with Thursday. Don't forget, let's see, Scott Granai, I guess I pronounced his last name correctly. I hope so. Granai, he makes Out of the Park hot sauce. He and his wife, Beth, I should say, Beth is involved. She's the woman behind the man. And but Scott's going to be talking with us on Thursday. And talking to him off the air, he was such a delight, you know. He's just easygoing. Anyway, so he's gonna tell us how he discovered a hot sauce nobody knew existed out of his refrigerator, just mixing a bunch of stuff together, you know. I love it. You know, mom and pop businesses, the cottage industry, I think it's here to stay. I'm sorry, this is America, and this is how people get started. This is how they grow. This is how they share. This is how they just, you know, profit and prosper. And that's what America's about, right? Americans do things different. They don't always do it the same way everybody else does it. We find a way. Well, all right, I know I'm coming up to a break. No need to remind me. We're gonna be talking about your supplements out there. Because a lot of people ask me all the time, what's the big deal? What's the difference between all these brands? Can be confusing. And so we're going to shed some light on, you know, what to look for, you know, so you can come home with some really good stuff. And also we're going to be talking about some ancient things as far as whereabouts the history of chemistry came from. You know, that science really relies on. And we're going to talk about that. And we may have time to talk about veins and how to avoid varicose veins and that kind of stuff. I have congestive heart failure here, too, but I don't know if we'll fit it in this time. We might. We might. I don't know. Maybe Thursday. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to be talking with Scott and his hot sauce. But we'll try to sneak it in. We will. But we're going to talk about your supplements out there. You know, sometimes the stuff that they have on the market is kind of similar to pressure treated lumber, in my opinion. And I guess I got to take a break. Is that what you're sending me to? A break? I'm going to a break. I'll be right back.
In the day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we rack the mansions of glory and suicide machines. Sprung from cages on highway land, chrome wheel, fuel and checkers, stepping out over the line. Oh, maybe this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap. It's a suicide rap. We gotta get up while we're young.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Cover me when I run. Cover me through the fire. Something's knocking at the door.
Talk. And we're going to be talking about some of the – we're going to look at comparisons in your supplements out there in the market. You know, how are they making this stuff? You know, are they baking it? Are they pasteurizing it? Are they distilling it? Are they pressure treating it? How do they make the products they serve as supplements? So, you know, if you're building up on your nutritional stores, you know, this is going to be important to you. You know, it's sort of like, you know, the same thing with people looking at milk, you know, the pasteurized, homogenized versus the organic milks. It's very different. Once you process something, it changes it chemically, and so you're getting something very different. So when I look at a lot of products, especially those herbal liquids that we often call extracts or tinctures, you have to know how they're processing it, because if they're using a forced extraction pressure method, that's basically similar to pressure treated lumber. And what happens is it creates a lot of friction and heat. And herbs are very heat sensitive. So it changes them chemically, weakens the potency, and so you're getting very, in my opinion, an inferior product. So pressure-treated lumber actually was invented 70 years ago by Dr. Carl Woolman. He discovered that if he forced preserving chemicals into the wood at a high pressure, it would make the wood last longer and make it less attractive to termites. So how did Woolman achieve this? Well, he placed wood in a cylinder. It was a holding tank, and he depressurized it. He removed all the air. Then he filled the tank with a chemical preservative at a high pressure and forced those chemicals into the fiber of the wood. Now, this is similar to what they do with a forced extraction method making herbal tinctures. And so basically what happens is he drains the tank, gets rid of the unused chemicals, and then removes the wood. So the pressure-treated wood is more expensive because it resists fungus, boring insects, and it lasts about 20 years longer. So, but when you're talking about your herbal tinctures, you don't want that pressure. You don't want that friction and heat, because what you get is less potency is what you're getting. And the same thing with your milk. When you look at your pasteurized milk, they do it with the high temperatures to kill the bacteria. They either flash pasteurize it at high temps for about 15 seconds, or they steam pasteurize it to kill E. coli and Salmonella, maybe Listeria, viruses and pathogens that you can find in beef. They may even irradiate it with gamma rays to hinder foodborne microbes from growing, or they could do a high, ultra-high pasteurization that's like 280 to 302 degrees Fahrenheit for just a few seconds. So it will kill Salmonella at about 180 degrees, and it will kill E. coli at over 160 degrees Fahrenheit for several minutes. So the flash heat pasteurization, ultra-high pasteurization, doesn't have the heat there long enough to kill those harmful bacteria. But what it does remove is the good nutrition. So it kills all the good nutrients, the vitamins and stuff. Now let's look at some distilled methods, though. Now, some supplements, like especially in your homeopathic realm, they're going to be distilled, offering, you know, the essence of the original ingredient is basically what you're getting. So in the distillation method, it separates mixtures and changes components within the mixture. So in liquids, for instance, they'll be heated to force components, which may have, you know, different boiling points, into a gas phase. And then the gas is then condensed back into a liquid form and then collected. And that's basically your homeopathic liquid. So it represents a process of a double distillation where they can further separate the components, but they call this purifying the properties. So many products are made by distillation, such as your gasoline. Distilled water becomes mineral free. Also, alcohol paraffin, kerosene, and other products through distillation. So distillation is believed to first have been used in the first century by Greek alchemists working in Alexandria. So the distillation, they distilled water, is believed to have been made as early as 200 AD. And Egyptians used distillation extensively in their experimentation. They wrote about it in some of their books. Also, a German alchemist wrote about this distillation. It was called The Art of Distillation. He believed to have evolved this process from alchemy, which is a mix of science and basically witchcraft. So later, alchemy evolved into what we now call science chemistry. And all you have to do is really look at your vaccines, which are laced with mercury, which is basically a favorite metal of alchemists. And you can see what's going on there. So now getting back to your forest extractions there, in your supplement world, basically, you know, they're going to be in stores. It's hard, you know, just reading the label, you can see what's in it, but how did they make it? How are these herbal extracts or tinctures made? So you're going to have to actually call the manufacturer. You don't want the recipe. You just want to know, you know, was there any heat involved in the process of making this product? That's the big one. Now, there are some other questions. They're inside questions in the industry of making herbal liquids as supplements. You can check out the list. We do have a downloadable question list that you can print off for yourself. You go to thepowerherbs.com and go to the About Us page. And there's it's called 9 Questions. And you can, it's in a PDF or a Word document, whichever you want. And this will help you figure out if a product you were thinking about buying is quality or not. So it's all about, they can start out with a really great ingredient, you know, 100% organic, but, you know, what they do to it after that, you know, the end products, which you're also wanting to know about. So basically, natural aging processes rather than the forced extraction process is going to be much better for your herbs. It's a gentler way to extract the photochemicals out of the plant without heating them, fractionalizing their compounds. So it keeps it a whole food type of supplement, basically. So sort of like, you know, aging wine and then cold pressing it. So there is an aging process that really does help the potency of the product. And unfortunately, when companies go to the forced extraction method, what it does is it helps them shorten their turnaround time when they want to fill orders, and they can make tinctures in a day, whereas opposed to making them in 30 days. So there's a time factor there, and, you know, it's a bottom line thing. But then again, what are you really getting? Is it going to really work for you? So I kind of like it the old-fashioned way. You get more control. It creates almost like a full-bodied herbal tincture when you naturally age and cold press. And I show people how to, they can make their own tinctures at home. There's a chapter in my book, The Power Herbs, if you want to know how you can make some tinctures for your family. It's not rocket science, but it is time-consuming and messy. So if you're interested, you can pick up a copy of the Power Herbs book. It's just $14.99, and you'll have 400 pages of herb secrets there. And it's a PDF, so it's an ebook. And so you go to the powerherbs.com website and click under books and newsletters, and you can figure out how to get it that way. So the Power Herbs book is going to help you learn how to do that. So sometimes, you know, the tried and true, the old-fashioned way, what the ancients did, tends to be better. The modern way could save you time, save you money, at least the manufacturer. But, you know, what is the end result? What is the product at the end? You know, you had an organic ingredient to start with, but now you've heated it. Okay, so you've changed it chemically. So you've lowered the potency. So now you got to take, what, 10 times more of that stuff to get anywhere. So, you know, check out the 9 questions sheet, and you will be amazed at how savvy you're going to be when you go and evaluate a lot of the supplements on the market there. Because you deserve good stuff, whether you buy from Apothecary Herbs or not. You know, you worked hard for your money, and you should get some quality stuff. And with all these little fine mom-and-pop, you know, vitamin manufacturers being bought up by Big Pharma, you got to make sure. You got to make sure you're getting what you are paying for. All right, so we're going to talk about a little bit about some marketing here, because that goes, you know, hand in hand with what you're looking at on the shelves. You know, I was in my 20s, and I caught this interview of a lady who wrote a hot seller, number one bestseller. It was, you know, it was a romance novel, okay? But she was being interviewed, and the interviewer asked her, you know, what makes a bestseller? Here you are, you're watching this, you're probably thinking, oh, it's characters, it's plot, it's, you know, this, it's that, and, you know, writing skill, and it's the picture on the cover. It's none of that. The author, the best-selling author, said it's marketing. Marketing makes a bestseller. So when you go out there in the store, just remember that when you're buying anything, you know, what's hitting you to pick up that package? Was it the marketing? You saw the ads for it? You know, what is influencing your purchase to buy that item? Because we're persuaded through marketing to select, well, even our next president of the United States, right? We're going to be marketed to when it comes to voting in for Congress here soon. We got a couple of them up for vote here in North Carolina. I don't like neither of them. But we're persuaded by marketing, and that's what it is. We're influenced by that. There are certain techniques in the marketplace and even in politics and even in your workplace. Everywhere. You probably don't even notice it, but these all influence your decision. In a lot of ways, they manipulate you. They really do. So, and what of these tactics? Which one of these tactics are used? Let me just ask you, what do you suppose some of these tactics that they are using to get people to accept genetically modified foods? Let's take a look at it and see. You know, you're probably saying, oh, no, I'm never going to buy GM foods, right? Right? Well, we've got people, Americans, wanting to go over and serve with ISIS. So what's influencing them? Okay, let's check out the marketing behind everything. The marketing industry, king of marketing tactics, really, is to sell you what you don't need. Okay, remember that. The old school marketing often used a salesman who would ask you to voice your objections so he could counter them. So taking the king of marketing a little step further here, we have tactics that will compel you to accept and make purchases on what you know is wrong. They will convince you that wrong is right, basically, and that you're living in times where you see that all the time. It's evident. Right's wrong, wrong's right. So how does marketing accomplish this? How does it get past your psyche, your conscience, to do that? Well, it doesn't happen overnight. It is a continuous exposure to psychological marketing techniques that are called desensitizing, jamming, and converting techniques. So the truth is separated from the equation, and you're manipulated to think the lie is the truth. So let's get down to it. 1988, there was two men, Marshall Kurt and Hunter Madsen. They used this psychological marketing technique, and they wrote about it in a book. It's called After the Ball. So the book is essentially, and it's online. You can look it up there. And it changes your mindset. It changes the mindset of the American people from opposition to acceptance on any particular topic. Okay, so the author Marshall Kurt, he's a Harvard grad. He's a researcher in neuropsychiatry. Hunter Madsen, he holds a PhD in politics from Harvard, and he's an expert in public persuasion and social marketing. So in a nutshell, these two get together and voila, It's their whole system of manipulating people to accept and buy and want what's not good for them. So they change the way you think and feel by breaking your current negative associations with what is objectionable and replacing them with positive associations. So they prey upon your doubts and they exploit them. So the new technique to get you to accept something you know is wrong and that you don't need is to not talk about it and act nonchalant and normal as possible. So once you accept that, then one by one, the other differences that you may normally repel you become accepted. So they wear you down morally, essentially, and you are, in essence, being seduced. How do you like that? Oh, yeah. Another book, it spells it out. So how do these psychological tactics work in order to desensitize you? Well, the media pounds you with images on what the public believes to be wrong. However, it is presented in the least offensive way. So the attitude of the masses then becomes, oh, well, you shrug your shoulders, let's move on. So within the new marketing, they also employ fear, and not just fear of the unknown, but terroristic type of fears. So this is intended to suppress any dissent that the public may exhibit. And you are afraid to speak out, basically, to voice your opinion or concern. You become afraid to speak out and support, let's say, your faith, for instance. So political correctness and the hate speech laws were launched on this tactic known as jamming. And the real goal in all this is to convert you from being an opponent to being a supporter of all that is wrong. So how can they accomplish this? Well, they use psychological tactics to change your emotions, your mind, and your will through propaganda. An example is Planned Parenthood, right? This is an organization that has, well, really nothing to do with parenting, right? It's all about stopping that, right? It really goes at the moral conscience there. I'm not going to get into it, but, you know, there's some things wrong with how that organization operates, and I hope you would check it out. So, but let's look at some classic brainwashing. This conversion of the American mindset is planned psychological attack on you. It's fed through propaganda, and the citizens are fed propaganda basically by the spoonfuls through media and social networking. This is designed to overthrow basically any kind of society they want. African-American society, the Jewish society, the Christian society, whatever they want to overthrow, this is how they do it. They take all the moral objections this great country has and they corrupt them all. This is known as classic brainwashing. The successful example would be after Obama's first election, the office, many believed he was going to make their mortgage payments. Remember that? Propaganda, right? So you deny the truth is basically what all this does. They rewrite history and they put in lies. They confuse people. They keep people off their guard, off balance, so you don't know what's going to happen next. This really upsets people. The Americans, they are filled with doubt. And then they kind of aren't sure if the history they were taught was true and accurate, see. And basically, all this is familiar, isn't it? All this is how the devil operates, causing you to first doubt and then to sin as quickly as possible. That's right. So when you always sin follows doubt. Okay, remember that. And Canada has been subdued by all this marketing as well. European countries have also fallen for it. So America is a work in progress, but the damage is already being done. So we live not in an age of truth. People aren't seekers of the truth. They're not lovers of the truth. There's very few that are. And we live in an age where truth is manipulated and deception is idolized and worshipped, basically. So the result is people will believe a lie, and wrong is right and right is wrong. So don't allow yourself to be desensitized like this and to give up your moral, what you know is right and wrong. That's a compass, and you need to hold on to that. So this is indeed a brutal marketing campaign, but God our Father says we have to fight against this. And, you know, we're supposed to run to the battle. And that's right, because right is the only thing that holds back the wrong, right? Because darkness and light can't coexist, remember? So, like-minded people, bring the morality, you know, common sense. Bring the freedom back, you know, to America. Let's all get on the same sheet of music with that. And not to be desensitized, not to be brainwashed, not to be hoodwinked by marketing. Because that's what it is. All right. My soapbox, for what it's worth. All right, we got a few minutes. Let's talk about varicose veins, leg veins. You know, a lot of people, you see the ads for all these products. You see, you know, dermatologists advertising in your local papers about, you know, coming in, a vein specialist. You know, varicose veins affects 20% of men and about 33% of women. And according to National Institutes of Health, 25 million Americans have varicose veins. That's 1 in 40 have this. So according to the medical establishment, they estimate 41% of American women are going to have varicose veins by their 50th birthday. And if we add men to that category, that jumps to 60% people over the age of 50 with varicose veins. So these are just statistics, but I don't like them, you know. People between the ages of 30 to 70 actually can have varicose veins. Globally, 25% of the Western countries have people suffering from this condition. So granted, abnormal veins are not life-threatening, you know, like heart attacks or cancer, but they do have a negative impact. Varicose veins can be unsightly. They can affect your mental health. Varicose veins, especially the lower extremities, they do have somewhat of a mortality rate. If you look at the top three countries, we see that annual mortality rate for varicose veins in America is 177, 152 in Germany, 148 in Brazil. So these countries with very low mortality rates, like one annually, would be New Zealand, Luxembourg, and Norway. And that's because, you know, they eat different and they exercise. They walk a lot. That has a lot to do with it. So I know I'm running out of time. I just need more time. But definitely, you want to shore up the veins. Just I'll get to more information on this in another show. But you want to shore up the veins and the cell integrity so they don't collapse and bleed, and so that the valves in the veins can pump blood up and down like it should. So you want to make sure you're getting some organic vitamin C, some real plant calcium. And also use your organic Celtic sea salt. That will make sure the cell walls stay nice and strong. That's sun-dried salt, by the way. That's not processed salt. So if you're looking for that, it's on the powerherbs.com website, along with your calcium formula. And definitely, if you need some heart health, we do have a cardiovascular section you'll want to check out, because a lot of times cardiovascular issues and varicose veins go hand in hand. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Call for a free product catalog, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. Okay, don't forget, coming up next time, we're going to talk with Scott from Out of the Park Hot Sauce, and he'll be amazing. We're going to be chatting it up with him, and I hope you can join us for that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.